this is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yum. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello, Dr. Lydia, and welcome to Suki Yum on Campus FM.
Good afternoon.
Hello to you, our dear listeners, and I have to warn you that this is a very important program, as what we are going to talk about today can change your life as it has changed mine. Yes, alkalizing your body can heal so many conditions as well, so watch out and stay with us. But Dr. Lydia, first of all, we have to clarify with our listeners what the term alkalizing means.
So we have two conditions of our biochemical status, alkaline and acidic. Between this, we have a point what we can call neutral. So alkalinity and acidity can be count on an indicator called pH. Potential hydrogen, it means. So some food have a high level of potential hydrogen, and some food have a low potential hydrogen. Our liquids, like blood, like our saliva, our urine, also have pH indicators. So we can find our condition according to this pH. The healthy state count as a 7.47 pH.
So to it be mean, healthy...
It means to be healthy, your indicator, your pH, have to be 7.47. Your saliva can be slightly up and your urine can be slightly down.
How can we measure this?
It is many, you can buy some indicators, very simple indicators in a chemical shop. You can just put it in the pot, you can put it in a small container, your urine or your saliva, and you can put the indicator.
Is
it's usually paper strip.
Is it the same one as for diabetes?
No, it's different.
It's different.
Different.
It's another kit.
It's another kit.
So you tell the chemist, I want this for my pH level.
pH indicators, yes. And it's a very simple strip would help by color to recognize what is the where we are. And I will suggest for people who have a chronic condition of their health to buy this. So you can buy it through the internet or through some places. Monitor yourself.
So, Dr. Lydia, what is behind alkalinity and acidity?
We are living in the world when the animals, and included the human being, by nature producing the acidity. And all our body have an acid state, and just by metabolism, by biochemical reactions, we are producing more and more acidity in our body. And the contrary, the plant oriented life, like the trees, like the flowers, like the algae, they have an opposite way. From the acidity, they go into the alkalinity. They're producing the alkaline product. That's why it's important to live in symbiosis. So, like, if we will eat food which increasing our acidity, we will go into the unhealthy state. The more food we will eat with the alkaline condition, we will decrease our acidity and we will keep ourselves healthy, or we will even cure some disease.
How does an alkalizing diet affect our health?
So, as I mentioned before, our healthy state is 7.47 pH. And if we found our pH is lower than that, we are going into the acidic state. If it's higher than that, we're going into the alkalizing state.
So when our body goes into the acidic state, that's when trouble starts.
Yes, the trouble starts. Why? Because the over-acid body producing over-acid tissues of the body. And it's bringing into the status of inflammation. So the chronic inflammation in our body creating different type of problems like ulcerations, erosions, and even malignancy. When we are using the alkalizing food and the alkalizing attitude, we will speak about it later, we're increasing the pH status and we're going into the alkalizing state. If we are over-alkalizing, it's also not healthy because our body is losing the homeostatic balance. So we need to have this control. Like now, people are drinking a lot of alkalizing water, Kangen water, which is very good way to keep yourself more healthy. But at the same time, we need to understand, we need some also acidic food to keep our body in these numbers.
What information can you give us about food that has an alkalizing effect and food that has an acidifying effect?
If you will see all flesh products, like meats, fish, or oils, and all manufactured product, like preserved food, this is all acidifying food. Actually, if you will go to the supermarket, you will not find alkalizing food except apple cider vinegar.
Only a particular vinegar.
Yes, apple cider vinegar,
exactly.
And sodium bicarbonate. The rest, if it have a fruit section, you will find the leafy greens and the lemons. So I would love to speak about a few very simple products what you can find anywhere, and it's very cheap, and you can use it in your daily eating, and you can keep yourself in a good state. What are these products? First of all, it's lemon. And in your country, it's very cheap, it's very accessible, tasty, and beneficial. So if you have a high level of acidity, do not run straight away to the pharmacy or to the drugstore, but just simply use water with lemon. Not high temperature, because when the temperature of the water over 60 degrees, the vitamin C is destroyed. But lemon have an acid taste and at the same time have an alkalizing effect. Not everyone understood it.
So is it the same with oranges?
Oranges, no. All fruits have also alkalizing effect. Mind you, Margaret, the level of acidity and alkalinity is different in different products. Some products have a low acidic level, medium acidic level, and high acidic level. The same with the alkalization. When we are using apple cider vinegar, we also have an alkalizing effect on our body. How can you use it? Instead of any other dressings, you can use just simple on your salad apple cider vinegar.
But to go back to fruit, Dr. Lydia,
yes?
Which fruit do you recommend for alkalizing the body?
So as I mentioned before, the best alkalizing fruit is the lemon. So then you can use apples. It also have an alkalizing effect. All fruits have alkalizing effect.
Mm-hmm.
But the strongest alkalizing effect is lemon, apples. Then you can go in the medium, like a sweet fruit. It will be also bananas, kiwis. And the very, very low alkalizing effect have the citrus, the oranges, tangerines. So that's why when you want to alkalize your body, try to avoid for this period the oranges and the tangerines, because they have a quite acidifying effect on your body. The other product is sodium bicarbonate. And I mentioned about it many times because it have many properties, like it have antiparasitic properties. We can reduce the level of fungal infection in the body. Many people have fungus on the toes.
In their toes?
Toes, yes.
Okay.
And they're using quite expensive creams, trying to decrease this local effect. But the problem is not on the toe. The problem is in the internal organs, because it's fungal infection have the systematic quality. So it's going through the organs. And one of the best way is to use sodium bicarbonate, half of a teaspoon in a glass of hot water. Wait when it's cool, when the gas will be removed, and then you can drink it in the morning and in the evening. Also, you can use it direct to the toe.
You can use it directly?
Yeah, to the toe.
The
you
toe.
Can apply it to the toe on a cloth or on a cotton pad. Then you can put it direct. It's helpful. So the other product that can decrease the acidity is green tea. Many people have a sort of unpleasurable effect when they're drinking green tea on empty stomach, and I'm not recommending to drink green tea on empty stomach, especially for people who have a low blood pressure. So it will lower your blood pressure straight away. So drink it after the food intake or during your food intake. I found very effective green tea tablets.
Mm-hmm.
I love those. Yes, if you're mm-hmm. using high doses, like in one capsules or tablet, you will see 500 or 750 milligrams. Use just one together with food. You will decrease straight away the level of acidity of your food. Mm-hmm. And actually, Margaret, you know from your own experience, the bloatedness is reducing straight away.
Of course. It's reduced, and how?
Yes.
And you have mentioned already apple cider vinegar. You can also find it in tablet form.
You can find it in tablet form, and it's very useful if you're traveling. Mm-hmm. So like for people who are traveling to Asia, usually they have a small box of pharmacy with themselves. I really highly recommend it to have these pills. It's a really comfortable way how to keep yourself in a good state. Just water, good quality water,
yes.
Alkalizing effect already. Mm-hmm.
So, Dr. Lydia, you mentioned at the beginning that you will know, of course, from how you're feeling that you have problems with an over-acidic body. Well, you know, I have witnessed this in my life, and when I started this alkalizing cure, then, you know, from the first week, I started getting my energy back and started living my life again. So what conditions are caused by this over-acidic state?
It's all inflammatory conditions, included, as you know from your own experience, fibromyalgia, it's different problems with digestive systems, it's sugar diabetes, it's high blood pressure, high level of cholesterol, kidney problems, liver problems, gallbladder problems, even our urinary infections as well. So the first step, if you have any type of inflammatory process, before you start the antibiotics, start the alkalization of your body in a very simple way. Drink more water.
This is Margaret Arjous, and you're listening to Sukiyam on Campus FM with our resident guest, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. And today we are discussing alkalizing the body. Dr. Lydia, can we include asthma and the other problems that we have with our bones as well?
Definitely. Asthma, as you know, we discussed before, official statistics show, like in Malta is the champion in the world on asthma. It's quite a big issue. And the first step is to alkalize your body. So I didn't mention before about leafy green smoothies, because raw leafy green smoothies and raw diet is the way to keep your body in a good state by alkalizing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I know many people, even in Malta, who have experience with the accident and the post-traumatic conditions when they was really crippled. Some of them was even in a wheelchair after the car accident. And then they stand up, they came back into the normal life conditions because they went for the raw diet. And it's
incredible.
Like
a, after a car accident,
yes,
you're saying.
Yes, it have like a miracle effect. Some of them have a prognosis, medical prognosis, so bad. They're like becoming to be pressed, and some people even press suicidal. Can you imagine? You are young and you all of a sudden realizing you have to spend the rest of your life in a wheelchair. It's not easy to accept. So this diet help people to carry on with their normal life just by alkalization and a bit of support of the mind management, and some physiotherapy included. Somebody did also together with the diet, acupuncture, acupressure, different type of healing massages. So that's
and
the way.
A very common condition in Malta is also arthritis. Mm-hmm. Is it coming from the fact that we eat too many oranges? We are encouraged to do so because of vitamin C?
So I have a bit different view for that. I think it's the result of overeating red meat full of uric acid, and also too much dairy product.
Okay.
Which created a sort of allergic complexes. White flour, refined product. Dishes, pasta, etc. Because it's creating a lot of mucus in the body. Plus, it have a psychological issues of self-suppression. Not allowed yourself to move forward of your life, because each somatic disease have a psychological issue. So behind arthritis is like we're not allowed our body to move forward. So we are suppressing our movement. And also it's a lack of exercises. Now, fortunately, the awareness is growing, so yoga exercises are becoming to be more and more popular. And I would love to say, after yoga exercises, if you will do the analysis of your pH, alkaline acid analysis, you will find your body is more alkalizing just by doing the exercise, the right exercises. If you're doing,
and if you go to the gym?
If you're doing to the gym, I saw the result, you actually acidifying your body, because by using the weight, you're producing a lot of lactic acid in your body. Yes. So it doesn't mean it's bad, because some people need a gym. But yoga is more for people who are already under the influence of chronic health condition. I will suggest more to start with yoga and then to add if you wanted some heavy exercises.
So when you go to the gym, what happens to your body?
Your body is exercising, the muscles are stimulated, and you're improving blood circulation, which is very good. But when we're using a lot of muscles, monotonic exercises, we're producing this lactic acid. And it's product of the metabolism of our muscles. So we need to take care about it. Like what? Like to go to the sauna, to have a good sauna therapy, to remove this lactic acid from our body. And then we also can use some smoothies, raw leafy greens, or just water with lemon juice. It also helps.
So conditions like osteoporosis, for example, and arthritis can be corrected through the leafy green?
Yes, but not only. It needs like more attention, of course, because need to see the reason of it. Some people have osteoporosis as a result of over-drinking soft drinks. And unfortunately, there's problems with the osteoporosis and low bone densities growing up in a young age. And it's another catastrophe what is coming to the younger generation, because soft drinks are depleting the level of calcium in our bones and depleting the capacity of our body to absorb calcium and to absorb the nutrients what we need to make our bones strong. The other thing, in contrary, leafy green smoothies are full of calcium because all the stems, all the leaves are made from calcium. Calcium and other ingredients which are strengthening the bones and improving the level of absorption in our body. About the bones, I also want to say the exercises, proper exercises, even in the gym, also can increase the strength of the bones and lack of exercises, decreasing the metabolism and automatically decreasing the level of absorption of the calcium in our body.
Now, being acidic or being alkalized, does it affect our mood or our psychological state?
Definitely. And also the opposite. When we are acidic, we have a bad mood. In Russia and in, for example, I know in English language it is an expression, you look today sourish. Yes, your face is sour today.
You're in a sour mood.
Exactly.
Yes.
So it literally means you are in a sour condition, in an acidic condition. If you will check your pH, when you have a low mood, definitely, you will see the laboratory result will show you are more on an acidic state. Luckily, I was involved into this experiment, and it really helped me to understand how we can recognize what is going on with us. So the more we are laughing, the more we are meditating, the more we are on a positive mind frame, we are alkalizing our body just through the mind. The more we're surrounded with happy people, nice sound, even the sound can alkalize us or acidify us. When we are in the sound of nature, we are more balanced and our body is going into the more neutral state. When we are in a harmful sound environment, our body is acidifying. It's amazing. You can see in the 15, 20 minutes, the result is changing. Compare to the influences what was around with the same person.
Incredible what this, you know, leafy green diet has done to me, you know, because there were times when I couldn't even hold a conversation with anyone because I would have this kind of fog and words could not come out. I could not think clearly. And from the first week I started taking it, I saw a lot of changes in me. Now, Dr. Lydia, we have mentioned many conditions and we talked about inflammation in the body, but we haven't mentioned cancer.
So, the cancer, it is different types of cancers. Over 80% of different cancers are based on inflammatory tissues of our body. If we want to stop the cancer, if we will slow down the metastatic process, the spreading of the cancer, we have to go straight away into the alkalizing diet to reduce the inflammatory process in our tissues and to detox ourselves. Mind you, it's very important to understand the raw vegetables have an alkalizing effect. If we're cooking our vegetables, we are losing the alkalizing effect. So we are acidifying them. The starch of a potato or starch of a carrot, even the starch of a broccoli, it's a bit less than, for example, carrot or potato, is making the product acidic. So if we're using broccoli raw, it has an absolutely different effect on our body. If we're using leafy greens raw, like spinach, for example, leaves, rucola, lettuce, and many others, celery, parsley, so we are decreasing it. If you want to decrease the acidity, we can use turmeric, we can use some spices. In Malta, you have a big collection of the herbs, which is also alkalizing. It has to be used in a raw state. It's also decreasing the level of fungal infection. and decreasing the level of candida, which is fungal infection as well. So when we are in a high level of acidity, our body is producing candida by itself. So we are feeding a candida by starchy food. It's a processed food with the artificial ingredients, all canned food. People thinking the tuna in a can is healthy, but unfortunately it's not. It's very comfortable food, but it's not healthy. Of course, occasionally, like, you can have it if your body, if your health state can afford it. But if you're already not in a healthy state, so try to avoid this comfortable food and go into the real food, what is growing really in your field, or you can buy it. In Malta, it's very affordable. And this is another amazing fact, like the food what is affordable and easy to find is not really appreciated. So I would love to change this attitude and to appreciate your beautiful island support by nature, the lemons, the leafy greens, your herbs, and even cactus.
Very interesting, Dr. Lydia, especially when you said that the only things that are good for us in a supermarket are the apple cider vinegar and the sodium bicarbonate. For our next program, Dr. Lydia, we have some very interesting information for you, and this time we're going to talk about women's health.
Yes, this is very actual topic because, as you know, many young women are going into the state of infertility, and it's a big warning, like, what should we do? Because it's important what is going on with the world, why women are losing their fertility.
Yes, in fact, amongst other things, we are going to talk about endometriosis, infertility, cervix cancer, breast cancer, chronic inflammation, polycystic ovaries, chronic vaginal infection, contraceptives, and many other things. Thank you very much, Dr. Lydia.
Pleasure.
I just hope that you, our listeners, will take on board whatever has been offered to you today. Start cleansing yourselves and alkalizing, and you will lead a better and healthier life. If you'd like to know more, you can contact us on campusfm at um.edu.mt, or if you'd like to listen to us on the internet, then go on www.maltauniversitybroadcasting.com. Then, of course, you can click on webcasts and then on the program Sukhiyam. Until we meet again, this is Margaret R. Juice, who would like to leave you with this thought. And this is coming from the famous American actor Bill Cosby. I'm not the healthiest, but I'm healthy. I'm healthy to the point that there are things that I have to eat and that I don't want to eat, but I eat it because I'm enjoying staying alive.